Jacket's been horrible, as you've known since early this morning. We just kept it quiet until the outcome developed. I have been in custody for 15 and a half hours. I'm now driving out the door.
Got in about midnight. You ran us to the ringer.
Basically, we were just detained.
We all three got red flagged. It was interrogation. I mean, it was the things I've heard about where they keep you up, and then different people come and talk to you, and they talk to other people. Flew in from Austin, Texas. Got in about 11:30 last night. We have been detained. It was just scary. I mean, I've been all over the world, and I've never seen anything like this. They did all manner of foul things to us.
They let us go without all our equipment.
They seized two camera bags, black suitcase, bag containing laptop, nylon bag containing various clothing. They lost their other bag. They have no clothes. Well, no, that's what they made us go to the hotel with. They let us put... he's wearing my clothes.
And a garbage bag filled with clothes, which was pretty demoralizing.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in Ottawa. And they knew we were coming. They knew who I was. They're not letting us in. They confiscated all our stuff. They let us out just for the night. And we were able to get this one camera through. And this place is a total police state.
Our options are tomorrow to see the customs people and try to give them some information that will let them, that will encourage them to let us stay, or to just bail out on Canada. So we're going to see what happens tomorrow. It's going to be something else.
For the record, what time is it?
Right now? It is 3:07 a.m. Excuse me, 4:07 a.m. Canada time, Ottawa time.
This is Jim Tucker's room. And we've got to go for our immigration hearing in just a few hours. They've already told us they're going to kick us out.
And they just took us in there, and the interrogation begun. I mean, I mean it was actually scary. This morning, they were just gleefully going, "You Americans just think you can S all over us."
Can you believe they did this to us?
And we got back here, and we were again forced to wait around a lot. A lot of people walking in and out of doors. It was quite the image of control and power that they were trying to impress on us.
The few minutes we've been out, everybody fits the stereotype. I'm back there, man. I've been all over the world. That was a pit. I don't know if it's because of Bilderberg that they got so angry with me, but I do know that they admitted that they were giving me higher scrutiny because of Bilderberg. They said that.
We weren't going to get into the country, but we contacted some media, CBC and the local Ottawa paper, and they showed up right when they were about to put us on a plane and fly us out of here.
At 1 o'clock, I went to the immigration room. I talked to somebody. I wanted to know what was your status, because you and I have been talking. And they asked me a fair number of questions, and they said, "All right, we'll get back to you in 15 minutes. Can you give me an idea of what happened in those 15 minutes after I stopped talking to the person?"
They were really discussing whether or not they should let me back in. And they were having discussions in and out of the room. They would go outside the door, talk, they would come back in. We know that worldwide, every Bilderberg Group event, whether it's in Scotland or whether it's in Italy or whether it's in France, we know reporters get detained at airports. People aren't let in. We know people get sent to the jailhouse for 3 or 4 hours. It happens every time. Well, it happened to Alex Jones this time.
They led him off into another room that the door was closed initially, and the guy actually propped it open so that we could see him shouting at Alex, walking around his chair.
I felt like a beaten dog.
They closed the door. Seriously. and it became even louder. So we became very concerned because, you know, what's happening now? He obviously had the door open at first to encourage us to listen, and then, you know, frighten us by closing the door. It was pretty standard intimidation tactic.
Yes, they admitted Bilderberg that they've had pressure put on them by the government to heighten security, and that's why all this happened. Yes, I was told that by two separate people.
They never interrogated me or searched me until today when we brought our stuff back in. So it was basically all Alex. They weren't interested in us.
Well, what you heard is the tip of the iceberg. It was wild. It was clear I wasn't a threat. It was clear I didn't have any criminal record. It was clear I was pressed. It was clear I was coming to interview people. And it was, they were going to deny me. They told me earlier that I was probably going to be denied. And then you guys showed up and everything changed. The press saved me. You saved me. That's why a free press is so important. They openly said to me, Customs at the Bilderberg Group was aware that I was here and that it was basically all about the Bilderberg Group. I was screamed at, I was cussed at, I was interrogated. And it's sick. It needs to stop. And right now, these 100 elitists, did you know Bilderberg Group was secret until about 5-6 years ago? No mainstream news had ever written about it. The New York Times said it didn't exist. Crazies believe in it. I'd been attacked talking about it, and I wasn't even, you know, big on it. Jim Tucker's crazy. And then now there's all this media here covering it. They hate it. David Rockefeller, British World, Dutch World, all the heads. By the grace of God and local media's help, we were able to get out of Canadian Customs. They were going to turn us around and send us back to Austin, Texas. But we're now here. In fact, we're standing beneath the historic Canadian Parliament in their capital, Ottawa. We're going to be talking to Canadians the next few days, getting their view on the Bilderberg Group's agenda to merge Canada, the U.S., and Mexico into the American Union, as they did with the European Union. That was a brainchild and a program, a project of the Bilderberg Group. We're also going to attempt to get some video and photos of Bilderberg Group members and confront them with the facts. I'm even planning to bullhorn them and let them know that the people of the world refuse to submit to their one world government tyranny. Have you heard about the Bilderberg Group that's meeting in your city right now? The Queen of the Netherlands, Rockefeller, Rothschild, they're all here right now at a hotel with the police out guarding it. You hadn't heard about that? Do you know about the whole move towards a global government?
No. I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. And I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government. They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests. We are the unwashed multitudes.
I don't know, kind of organization or something to, I don't know, maybe talk about world events or something.
Yeah, as they say, they are the guys that run the world. They make the decisions.
Bilderberg's ultimate goal is a world government for the United Nations to evolve into a world government, and they're making progress, and we must stop that progress.
Well, first heard about it on the news yesterday. My take on it is, like I say, I don't know much about the organization other than what was mentioned in the Da Vinci Code. Reminds me of the Illuminati, but really, hey, I don't know.
What's your view on the elite of the planet, the shadow government meeting here right now? They meet once a year, they've chosen your city.
First thing that comes to mind is reptilian agenda.
If the public knew what was evil was taking place behind those guarded gates, the public would be outraged. Bilderberg would be paralyzed.
Hey, did you know that the elite's meeting here in town right now? Have you heard about it? 120 crime bosses? None of you heard of it? None of you guys have heard of the Bilderberg Group? They're meeting right now. How you doing?
Like I said, I don't know that there's a political agenda. In fact, my understanding is that it's not a political agenda, but it's a strictly business.